Back to your Saturday race day morning, and that was hell of a streak taking out last year's Golden Mile, trained at that point in time by Patrick Payne. And Mick D was in the saddle, and that was Mickey D's second Golden Mile in a row because he'd won on Hurrapore the year before. So Mick D's going for three Golden Miles in a row today. He's on Inverloch, who is a $34 chance in the Bet365 Golden Mile at Bendigo. The other big feature of the day, and it's become one of the great highlights of the day, and a lot of horses getting aimed at this race, and no reason why they wouldn't when there's $250,000 up for grabs, and that is the Vobis Gold Rush. Some very impressive winners have come through it, like Swats That as well. And today, Sads is hoping another impressive horse comes through at the race, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, John. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Michael.
Hey, Sats, can I just ask you in a general sense about this race meeting before we talk specifically about your runners?
Yeah.
I reckon this is the best country race meeting in Australia, and the positioning of it is perfect, and, you know, the city of Bendigo and the support and so on. I reckon it just needs a bit of clear air. COVID got in the way, and just to see how much engagement this meeting can have, I just think it's an absolutely sensational race meeting, but it just needs 3 or 4 years to continue to find its feet. Have you got a view on this race meeting?
I can't disagree with you at all, Matt. It's a terrific meeting. You know, it's just obviously overshadowed in Australia by the Golden Slipper, of course, but just a really good meeting. Some good horses. I reckon the I don't know how long have they had this the St. Ledger trial. I reckon that's a great idea. I can't remember whether this is the first year they've had that or not, but it's a good idea. Yeah, just really good racing. The Vobis Gold, you know, really good horses come out of it. I think you said Corston's horse last year, and then there was the horse that won the Australian Guineas at big odds. He ran in the race last year, so and it looks a really good race this year. Yeah, no, terrific meeting.
John, I think it might have been a different name, but the 2200-metre three-year-old race was there last year. You had a St. Ledger winner once. You had Behemoth, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a couple of St. Ledger winners, Full at Last, back before you blokes were born. And
wasn't that
that was 88, and I reckon 98 was Behemoth, yes.
Yeah, no, we were born, John, sadly. We were born at that stage. Hey, I was at a lunch with you recently, and you were the megastar of the lunch, telling all your wacky life tales and a pressman's choice when you had virtually had your life on him and all that sort of stuff. And that was the eve of Mozzie Monster going around up the straight at Flemington. And you told the room that day that Mozzie Monster's absolutely flying, but you just weren't sure about her up the straight, and wait till she gets second up around a corner. And that day has come today.
Yep. I don't feel any differently about her. She's been set for this race all along to try and, you know, she's a nicely bred filly. She's stakes place. We need to make her a stakes winner. So this is a listed race, so it's very, very important. She's got the Price and Kent stable representative that's favourite. She's got to be, I don't know whether she's good enough to beat it or not, but I believe she'll run up to her very best.
And there's a horse running today that you're throwing a saddle on, John. If there was any other horse running anywhere in Australia today on the back of this form, it'd be $1.10. Probably favourite for the Galaxy. A horse that has beaten Nature Strip twice and is running in a benchmark 84 at Bendigo, Sam's Image.
You'd love the irony of that, Sads, wouldn't you?
Well, it's unbelievable, really, this horse. I think... he hates me. I haven't been able to win a race with him, and yet he beat Nature Strip twice, and one of the times was when I trained Nature Strip, and so he's got a bit to make up. But he's actually he did need a really good spell. He's had that, and he's back. I reckon he's going well. Probably he hasn't had a jump out. So he might be best on the fresh side, but he just may be a little underdone, but I expect him to run extremely well.
Hey, Sats, take us back to that experience with Nature Strip. How frustrating a horse was he at that time to try and get the best out of?
Well, no, he wasn't, actually. He wasn't frustrating. He was obviously very good before I got him. I mean, Robert Smurden, he did all the work with that horse, and then he had a run because I was just having a holiday for 6 weeks, and Rob Hickmont took him over and he won down the straight, and then he had a break, and then he came back and he had a run at Caulfield when Sam's Image beat him. It was just an absolute. You know, he was just a certainty beating. It was pretty hard watch. And then we took him over for a group race in Adelaide, and he pretty much bolted on the way to the barriers and had run his race before they started there. So, and then I lost the horse. But, look, he's always been, you know, he's always been an outstanding galloper. You know, Chris Waller's been able to, he's done a fantastic job with him as well.
When you look at him now, because he's had the four or five trainers and he, on his day, is the best sprinter in the world, but when he's slightly off his game, he's extremely vulnerable. Looking from afar now, what do you make of Nature Strip? How would you describe Nature Strip to the punters out there?
He's probably the best horse I've ever trained. There was no doubt, and I felt that when I got him. He's just a lovely horse. He's a beautiful athlete. And I suppose I look at him as like a rhythm horse. When he gets in to his right rhythm, there's just nothing able to beat him. If just things don't go quite right, he's as we've seen, he can be beaten for sure. So he's not a black caviar or a Winx, but he's a champion sprinter.
Well, have you got a horse that could become one of the nicest horses that you've trained? Potentially, what we saw on debut from Starry Legend was pretty jaw-dropping, and he cost a fair bit of money. Were you expecting a performance like that first up, Sats?
I was, to be honest, Michael, we thought he could win. He had shown good ability. He'd run second behind Graham Beggs, good filly, who didn't run in the Diamond, but would have been one of the chances. Just forgotten her name. But he ran second to her in a trial, and we thought, gee, that's pretty good first jump out. And his work was good against some of my better horses. So went there keen that he had a great chance, to win the way he did. I suppose if you look at the form, maybe he didn't beat much, but hopefully it's going to be the way he beat them was the impressive thing. And if he steps up in class today, I think he'll win, but sometimes you wonder whether you think they'll win just because you train them, you know, rather than being realistic. But there's better judges than me that think that he's worthy of favouritism.
You sound like all of us when we got the last leg of the quaddy going for a bit of an amount, John, with your confidence there. But look, is he a horse that may well end up in Hong Kong? Is there what's the situation with a horse like him who looks pretty exciting?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, Dan. He's obviously with his owner coming from Hong Kong. He loves his horses to race up there. Yeah, that's quite a possibility. We'll probably get a better idea. I think he's here for the first part of his three-year-old career. After that, I wouldn't be too sure. But I know when I got these horses to train, that would always be the case that, you know, if one of them showed that they were a bit above average, I could get the tap on the shoulder. And as disappointing as that would be, that's the conditions I train the horses under.
Sads, because you're a country boy and you've driven around all these country tracks before, you know the little historic diversions. Do you still get off the main freeway to Ballarat to Bendigo and stop at the Malmesbury Bakery like everyone else?
I don't actually. I don't, Matt, but it's very popular, isn't it? Very, very popular.
Well, it used to be really popular when the main road went right past it, but I feel sorry for them now, because so I deliberately stop there every time and go to get eight pies because I think they're missing out because of the diversion. So,
hey, Sad, speaking of where you're located, have you made your decision about where your next home will be post-Caulfield?
Yes, Michael, we're heading to Pakenham, and, you know, as much as we're disappointed to be leaving Caulfield, you know, it'll be my last quarter in the game at Pakenham. So, you know, there's some trainers that, you know, Moods and Philip Stokes, just to name a couple, that are doing extremely well there, and they speak very highly about Pakenham as a training facility. So, looking forward to getting our stables built, and as I said, as much as we'd be disappointed to leave Caulfield, you know, it's a new start.
The old saying is, "Have horse will travel," and John, you've trained at a few different bases. I'm just trying to piece it together. You'll do it better, no doubt. Colac, Flemington, it was Dubai for a while, wasn't it?
Yes. Colac, Flemington, Dubai, back to Flemington, Macedon, back to Flemington, and Caulfield.
That's a lot of evictions in one career, John.
Yes, I probably get bored, you know, like a change every now and again.
Moods will be wrapped, you know, because he's... Moods will be wrapped because he's very lonely down there. You know how he likes to chat, and I think he and Stokes are pretty much over each other. There's nothing for them left to talk about, so you'll be very welcome.
It's a funny thing, Matt. He actually rang me yesterday. He must have run out of people to talk to, and he was on the way to Warrnambool with a runner, and he gave me a call. And I just asked him, was he enjoying training there? And he said he's never enjoyed it so much in his life. So that made me feel pretty excited about the place.
Well, the old band getting back together down at Pakenham. As we say goodbye, Sads, if we... had this meeting run in maybe the late 80s, early 90s, would you be opening the shoulders today?
I'd be opening up on Too Short, the two-year-old. Sam's Image, a little bit soft. I'd be opening up on Mozzie Monster, Michael.
I like it. Good luck today, John.
Thanks, guys.